this Pete, Matt and Kimber podcast for Elite Pool Covers, saving you water today for tomorrow.
It's a sound effect I'm going to be using for this break.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that the you've walked into a hole one?
Oh, not quite. It's a little bit different. It's
slightly Looney Tunes.
Yeah, a little bit more wacky. Because this morning I would like to hear from the wonderful people in Perth about Almy plums.
Oh, dear.
As in, when you've knackered your knackers.
Yes.
Yeah. You made it sound wacky because I don't know what it's like to be hitting the plums, but any time I see anyone who is in that position, you guys basically, I mean, it's the most painful thing you can experience.
Well, I won't retell the story of walking into the bollard, but suffice to say that the pain was so intense that I got to a park bench and cried.
Mm. So it doesn't quite sound that sound effect seems like it makes light of your incredible pain.
Yeah, but that's the thing. But it's funny at the same time.
It is funny.
That's what makes it such a weird injury. If you see someone gets hit in the plums, you go, oh, my God, ha, ha, ha.
So kind of like hitting your funny bone.
Yeah, kind of.
Kind of. Now, this is off the back of a report on 10 News First.
Oh, okay.
I'd like to thank Jeans, our wonderful producer, Jeans, for tagging me in this post. But they were coming live from Belmont the other day because of the fire that was happening out there.
Oh, yes.
And the reporter was doing her thing. And in the background was a couple of young blokes riding on their bikes. And it just so happened that one of them, he lost his footing or something, but he was going at such momentum that he came off the seat and
fell on the bar.
Straight onto the bar.
Do they still call it a sissy bar? Because they did when I was a kid.
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah. Hang on. We're watching the video. Sorry,
there's no audio. Well, the audio doesn't really show. There he is.
Here's the close-up.
Here's the close-up. It's coming. It's coming.
He's done a number.
Look and
at they zoomed there in it themselves.
Oh, it does there it is. And I don't know, it probably isn't right to call it the sissy bar anymore, but as someone who has done that, you did ask the question, why are boys' bikes the one with the horizontal bar and not the girls' bikes back in the day?
Yeah, of course.
It seemed to be a much more sensible bar.
Yeah, right.
It's a very good point, Maddie.
Thank you. Jeez, yeah. I'm on fire this morning.
You are on fire this morning.
Bloody hell. Are we going to be talking about plums? Like, are you going to be throwing this out to the people of Perth?
Already have done.
Yeah,
this makes me nervous.
First 30 seconds of
the break. If you remember, Mix 94.5's Masters Regatta on Saturday,
yeah,
we had a bloke come up to us and say, Almy finger, and showed us that he was missing the top of his digit because he called up when we did Almy finger and he was like, remember me? Almy finger. Showed his finger missing. Are people going to start coming up and going,
showing
me
plums?
God, I hope so.
I'm the guy with the plums. I don't want to see that.
Hey, remember this story?
I don't want to see that, Pete.
So basically, Kim is saying that she doesn't want you to slide into her DMs with your plums.
Oh, God, please don't.
Hey, Eddie.
Yeah, g'day.
Eddie, your plums okay?
Oh, Almy plums, no. Nah. This is going back a few years ago when my son was born. I had a vasectomy done, and my daughter at that time, who was only 5, ran up to give me a hug and headbutted me.
Oh.
And with swelling and everything, it just, wasn't very nice.
No, you already had the bag of frozen peas.
I did, and it was, that hurt. So, but you couldn't tell her off because she didn't know.
No.
But of course.
Otherwise, anybody who has it done, keep kids that are that height away from them.
Okay.
Well, there you go. There's
something about the boat that we made for the Masters Regatta that made me feel like I was about to have a homemade vasectomy done.
James in Warnbro, good morning to you, mate. Almy plums.
Almy plums. We had a few ales and one of the boys pulled out a gun. I said I'd take one for the team and got the magic shot. And it was basically like popping a balloon.
Hang on. Whoa, back up the truck. Because your phone line is very quiet, so speak really loud, James. But it sounded like you just said that someone just basically, you said, I'll take one for the team, and your friends shot you in the plums.
Accidentally in the plums. It was meant to be in the chest, the tummy, but it got me in the plums.
What kind of gun were they shooting?
What did they shoot you with? BB gun?
High-powered paintball gun.
Okay.
What colour was the paintball?
I don't know. I was unconscious by that stage.
He's the 30th Premier of our great state and Rockingham's favourite son. Oh, no!
Please welcome Mark McGowan.
Oh, good morning, Premier. How we've missed you. How are you going?
Good morning. Great to talk to you all.
Is it something we said? You used to come in here. We used to have coffee together. We'd hang out a bit. And we haven't seen you in ages.
Well, you haven't invited me. I think that's the real reason.
Oh, damn it.
So it's our producer's fault.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Well, it's not me, it's you.
It's good to hear your voice, Premier. Thanks for joining us again. First cab off the rank, let's talk about this. I mean, you could have picked a less sort of scary name than Omicron, surely. How are we going with this new variant?
Well, we don't know yet. So we're having a national cabinet meeting this afternoon with the Prime Minister and all the Premiers to discuss what to do. But obviously the Commonwealth treated it very seriously. They've shut off access to large parts of Africa, and they've also sort of stopped some of their programs to bring in people or suspended some of that. So I think it should be treated seriously. That's what we're doing as well.
Mm. And a few changes too to the mandate that you've got with the vaccines as well, that you're saying they're going to stick around for a few years now. And initially, like, the police weren't having to be vaccinated. Well, it wasn't mandated, and also with the parliamentarians, but that has also changed, hasn't it?
Well, the mandates are for about 75% of the workforce. So they basically mean to work in certain areas where you work with vulnerable people or your occupation is critical to the functioning of society. You have to get vaccinated, because that way you protect your health and protect other people's health. So that's why we've done it. Other states have done it. Other countries have done it. It's a safety measure for all of us. And, you know, we're nearly at 90% first dose vaccination over 12s. So it shows that people are getting vaccinated.
Premier, are we still on track to open up early next year? And how does that sort of, I don't know, how does that get thrown around in your office and with your health advisors when you do see something like Omicron pop up?
Well, the plan is late January, February to open borders. Bear in mind, we are open. Our economy and our society is totally open. Mm. Other states are not like us. It's hard to imagine, but over there they still have all sorts of rules in place. But it'll be late January, early February is the plan. We'll just see what they say about Omicron. It seems, although there's various reports, it seems it's no more lethal than the Delta strain. And so if that's the case, well, then, you know, that might, you know, that would not change our plan at this point in time. But we'll just see what they say about Omicron today.
Can you believe, Premier, we've been talking about this stuff for 2 years? I mean, I remember as a kid thinking, you know, being told stories about the war and all those kinds of things and wondering what my generation would have to go to. Well, be careful what you wish for, because this has been our thing, hasn't it, for nearly 2 years now.
Yeah, that's right. The Second World War went for 6 years, and the First World War went for 4 years. So for someone born at the turn of the last century or a bit before, that was 10 years of their life they were involved in the war, in wars.
Yeah.
So, you know, we are, you know, we're dealing with it. But the good thing is Western Australia has dealt with it as well as or better than anywhere else in the world. We've had one person acquire the virus in Western Australia and die, and we've had the strongest health and economic outcomes of anywhere in the entire world.
Hey, Premier, let's lighten things up a little bit, because we are looking ahead. I mean, in fact, today's the last day of November, and tomorrow we officially get to start celebrating Christmas. How are things going in the McGowan household? Are you guys getting ready to put your tree up? Are the decorations up already? How's everything looking? Just like
the one. All that is currently in train. That's why I'm spending a lot of time at the office.
He's got staff to do that stuff.
Have you got a favourite Christmas song? Like, what's the song you like to jam out to in December?
Oh, God. You got me there. But I'm just trying to avoid the Christmas. The Christmas trees are unnecessarily complex these days. So
yeah, I agree.
I try and stay away. And I don't know about you. They're all itchy and the whole thing's very annoying. So
okay, Grinch.
Fortunately, I have a 12-year-old daughter who loves it.
Old Grinchy McGrinch McGowan.
Yeah. My 12-year-old, she loves all that. So she's going to be doing that over the weekend, I think.
Yeah, nice.
That's lovely. Is there anything you want for Christmas? And you can't say no Delta strain or no Omicron.
All I ever ask for is new shirts.
Mm.
I'm very imaginative. I'm very, very just a dad. New shirts is all I ask for because I go through them so quickly.
Well, I had to get myself fitted for a suit yesterday for my new fat look that Matt's got going on. So if you've got any hand-me-downs, not that you're, well, no, I'd give you hand-me-downs because
yeah,
I'm bigger
right.
than McCann than the Premier.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't need to get a new suit because I've lost weight. That's not the problem I'm facing. I always envy some of those people who lose all that weight and then have to get a new wardrobe. It's you know, how they do it, I don't know, but somehow they do.
Never get a new wardrobe when you're in your skinny phase. I learned that the hard way.
Premier, it's great to catch up with you, mate. Take care and look forward to seeing you soon. We'll get that invitation out to you so we can get you back in the studio and say hello.
Please do. I look forward to it.
Whoa, here we go. That's the spirit, Kimber.
Yeah,
that's
Kimber.
That's the spirit.
Get back into it, Kimber.
Yes.
It's all right. You guys killed the game.
No, we did not kill the game. You're killing the game. Don't kill the game. You're 2 points ahead, mate. Matty, it's do or die today.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Just stay in it. Now, look, I'll admit, all right, I'll admit, there has been just a couple of cheeky things that may have gone Maddie's way over the last couple of weeks.
You may have massaged it a little.
Massaged
yeah.
it.
But I didn't know. I
to
haven't
get
known.
It all the
no
way
idea.
To holiday.
I haven't been given any answers or anything.
He has not been. And legitimately, like you said to me this morning, hey, give me this. Now, I didn't give him the answers, Kimber.
No, I didn't.
Because, you know what? We're that close to the end of the year with a couple of weeks left.
Mm-hmm.
That if you win today, I'm just like, you know what? It's yours. Because you've worked hard. 100%. All right? Now, here's how the game works. We've got three different montages of audio.
And they're all from the 70s.
Kimber, stop it. How'd you know? We have three different montages of audio. They're made up of all different things.
Is that
things.
My mum?
Could be songs or TV shows, movies, moments in time, quotes, whatever have you. Take a listen to them. You tell me the year you think that they're from. Close to the pin, best of three wins. Here's the first one.
Freddie Mercury, the flamboyant frontman of the veteran British band Queen, died Sunday in his West London mansion. Get out with LPP, yeah, you know me.
Get out with LPP, yeah, you know me. $1,200?
This is a very reasonable price for a cake of this magnitude.
Cake franc is made of flour and water.
I don't even know what that last one was.
No, I don't.
Cake franc. Franc. Think franc?
I mean, it made me think Will Ferrell, but I don't know. Mm.
Would you like me to tell you what it is?
Yes, please.
Father of the Bride.
Oh.
Steve Martin.
Okay.
Mm. 84?
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah, that's interesting because that's what came into my head, actually.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just trying to think when Freddie Mercury died. That's kind of the main one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Father of the Bride might have been a later movie, though.
Mm.
I feel like that might have been closer to 90.
Could have been. Who knows?
Mm.
I mean, I know, but it's not about me. It's about you two.
Yeah, tough one.
What are you going to lock in?
No, I'm waiting for you to lock in, mate.
So 84, have you locked in 84?
Strategic.
Whatever. No, I haven't locked in anything.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm not locking in either.
Oh, is that right?
Might as well go to another song, Pete.
I don't have another one ready.
88.
You going with 88? All right, Matty's got 88. Kimber, what are you going with?
89.
Are you going with 89?
No, mate. 89.
87.
You going with 87?
Yeah.
I'm going to go 86.
Okay. Get through this one quickly. It was 1991.
Yeah, thank you.
Matt. Fair play. Now, we have not given him the answers.
No.
And there's only 2 weeks left. You're 2 points ahead.
Yep.
And it's a do or die for him.
I can't believe Freddie Mercury died in 91.
91.
It seems really late, doesn't it?
Mm.
Yeah, cool.
Hang on. Just making sure that. Yep, it was 1991.
Okay.
All right. Here's the second one.
New twist in the case of Oscar Pistorius, the Olympian facing a murder charge in South Africa.
Oh, never.
Jacob Peralta is my best detective. He likes putting away bad guys and he loves solving puzzles.
Ooh.
I'm going to 2014.
2014? I'm just going to write that down now.
How'd you get to that, Matty?
Not telling you.
The tension is palpable between you two this morning.
No, look, I know that Oscar Pistorius, actually, this story has kicked off because Reva Steenkamp, I don't want to get that poor lady's
name wrong.
Mm-hmm. Her parents are now due to meet Oscar Pistorius because part of the South African judicial system, he's up for parole because he served, I think, half his sentence, and he must now meet the parents and, you know, offer apology and all that kind of thing as part of their process of healing.
Mm.
And that's happening sort of now.
And how did he get to the year then?
Well, because he served half of his 13-year sentence,
so
which I did say
13,
before,
yeah.
But you weren't listening. You were just trying to come up with a joke to mock me.
I didn't hear you say 13 years. I just heard you say half his sentence.
Okay.
Come on, let's have it.
Jeez,
he's gone 14.
Okay, what year are we in? I'm going to go 13.
You're going to go 2013.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, 2013. I like it, Kimber. It was 2013. Bang on. That means we're split. So the last one will decide whether or not Matty continues into next week.
Sorry, we're using the Gregorian calendar.
What do you mean? Or, Kimber, you become Year Kidding Me champion for 2021. I have the final one here, which will deduce all.
Ooh.
Are we ready?
Yep.
Are we ready?
Yep.
Are we good?
Yep.
Okay, here it comes. Here's your montage.
What do we say, Annie?
I love you, Miss Hannigan.
The Princess of Wales's first baby has been born at St. Mary's Hospital in London.
I don't even know who the Princess of Wales is.
Well, that's Diana.
That's Diana, right?
Yeah.
First
the
baby.
The first thing I thought of was...
Panicked look on your face right now.
I'm going to go 83.
Uh-huh.
I feel like that was Alison Moyet with Only You. And I feel like that was when I was a younger teenager.
Is Alison Moyet another name for Yazoo?
No, it's not. So I'm in probably more trouble than I.
Just thought I'd ask.
I mean, how old's William? He must be about 40-something.
I don't know.
Yeah, you have to work that out.
He'd be 40-something.
Yeah.
Prince William.
What'd you go with, Maddie?
Not saying. You should have been this
84.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know the answer because I thought Annie came out in the 70s.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was late 70s. Mm-hmm. I thought it was 79.
94, 95, Annie. Yeah.
So I'm way off. I guess I'll go 83.
Oh, I went 83.
Yeah, you can't go.
We should have said that when I asked, shouldn't you?
Well, Matt went 83.
No, I said it quite clearly. Pete heard it.
I did hear it.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know where to go. Okay,
I could tell you, but I'll wait till we get off air.
Okay. I'll go 82. I'll go 82.
82?
Well, I don't... Yeah, I have to. I don't really know. I have to.
He went 82. Maybe yep. Went 83. It was 1980... Kimber, 1982.
Boom.
Well,
3 points ahead with 1 week left in the year. And thank goodness next week is worth 4 points. That is amazing. Congratulations, Kimber. Well done. You got today. But next week for our final one, it's worth 4 points. So it's winner takes all.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Or we could never speak of it again.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
No, do your game. Do it.
What? It's worth 4 points.
Yeah, it's okay.
That's how it's always been with Year Kidding Me. Always.
I get it.
Joggers, it's always been worth 4 points at the end of the year, right? It's in the terms and conditions.
Always.
Always.
Okay.
Always.
I'm Little Miss Fair Play. I'll always play.
Good. Good stuff. I'm glad.
The three of us have been quite busy lately.
Yes.
Feels like we've had quite a fair bit on work and home. And I've had a crazy kind of five-ish days. Like Friday night, I hosted a great event for the Society of Underwater Technology Awards.
Oh, yes.
Really knew what I was talking about there.
Sounds like it.
great room.
Well,
had
that's
a good
all
time.
You ever talk about when you're in the studio off the air.
Yeah. My underwater technology knowledge.
Crazy.
Well, you know, it was a big Friday night. It was quite a late one. Mm. And then,
Those underwater technology people know how to party.
then home for a little nap, get up and do the Masters Regatta, of course, because you brought back the Masters Regatta of genius times and it was amazing.
It was really nice to see all of the underwater technology people backing it up at the Masters Regatta as well because we were around the ocean.
I should have got some hot tips from them the night before, actually. But, you know, so that was quite a big day. And then Sunday I had family Christmas with all the cousins and uncles and aunties and stuff at Tomato Lake. So that was quite a big morning. And then yesterday we did the show and then straight after the show went and got a removal truck and my partner moved house.
Mm-hmm.
And it took all day.
Well, it does.
All day. I mean, like we didn't sit down until 10:30 last night.
Well, moving's one of those things where you allot a couple of hours and then it takes all. It'll never take as short an amount of time as you think it will. Ever. Ever.
Ever.
I was going, if I don't get to bed till 10 o'clock, that's okay, right? Let's just expect that that's going to happen. But as the sun started going down and it actually got towards 10 o'clock, I started to go, ugh. But I went off to sleep because I was like, I'm zonked. It's been 5 days of like pretty solid use of energy and I'm zonked. So climbed into bed for a gorgeous deep sleep and instead my brain and body decided... No sleep.
You shouldn't be listening to music that loud if you're trying to go to sleep.
I did not sleep a wink last night. Like, I actually think I was awake all night. Not even one of those, I might have slept for an hour and then I'm up again, what do you know? As in laying there where you're legitimately going, oh, my God, I'm still awake.
What were you thinking about? Because when I have those nights occasionally, my mind's ticking. It's just ticking over.
No, actually, I was really calm. It was just that I was going, this is really unusual for me because I sleep like really well. And so I didn't know what was going on. And now all I can do is put it down to the one coffee I had yesterday morning.
Oh, God. At God, like 6. What are you talking about?
It's the first coffee I've had in about 6 months. And I think that it has affected me all night. I can't think of any other reason why I would just not sleep when I am this tired.
I get it. Coffee is a stimulant. But surely it's not still in your system 12 hours later.
Well, they reckon it is. I looked it up because I wasn't sure. And they're saying that at the 6 hour mark, coffee is still at its half life.
Right,
so it's still half life in your system. So I guess at 12 hours, if you're
it says if you're
sensitive to coffee or caffeine and you're not a regular drinker, which would be me.
You're a cheap date, that's for sure.
Oh, man.
Cheap night out with Kimber. What are we going to do? Cup of coffee. All night, pull an all-nighter. Go to the cast.
She's the Malaysian-born Aussie cook famous for appearances on MasterChef and Post Kitchen, who is now hosting Snack Masters, which started last night on Channel 9. Please welcome Po Ling Yao.
Hi, good morning.
Oh, my gosh, that was a bit of a grand entrance. Thank you.
Oh, Po, we're so excited to talk to you again, but this time for something that's a little bit closer to my heart because it's about snacks. And the cooking that you normally do, it's out of my depth because I don't cook. But now we're making twisties. I'm on board. How's this show going to work?
Actually, the twisty is probably the most difficult one of all, actually. But do you want me to run you through the format?
Yeah.
Go on.
So it's two top Aussie chefs. They get a surprise snack sprung on them. And then they get 3 days to basically crack the snack. So they can bring in all their mates, compadres, whatever, experts, to come and help them deconstruct, reconstruct, experiment. And then they have to go into the arena on their own to do a cook-off with their opponent in a designated amount of time. And the judges are not me and Scotty Pickett, but the factory experts themselves, which is, I think, my favourite thing about the show. And last night with the Whopper, it was Jack himself.
Oh, the actual Hungry Jack.
Yeah, Jack Cowan, the actual Hungry Jack.
Wow.
I mean, now I say this with no negativity, Poe, but is this the format eventually just turning around and eating itself? Because I thought the whole reason we were watching cooking shows was to get us out of the takeaway lines and into the home kitchen cooking great homemade food for our people. And now we're trying to recreate Hungry Jack's burgers.
Well, it's not actually really easy to replicate at all at home because they're made using high-tech machines and stuff like that. So that's the kind of joke on the chefs.
Mm-hmm.
And I think anyone who says they don't snack is a liar.
They are.
You know, we all do it. I think it's really good to, just be moderate about it, you know. I never grew up in one of those houses where I was told not to eat. Because you always find them at a party with their passed out with their heads in a bowl of Smarties, you know?
Mm. Yes.
Those are our kids.
You don't want that.
Those are our kids that you're talking about, Po. And can I just say, I feel like this show, I'm glad to see it pop up on the telly now, but I actually feel like this show for me is around about 15 years too late because I like grew up in a household where Dad was like, we're not going to Hungry Jack's. I can make you that here. And he would try to make the flame-grilled Whopper at home. Or we'd say, Dad, you know, for breakfast, it's Saturday morning. Can we please go to Macca's and can we get a bacon and egg McMuffin? Well, you don't need a bacon and egg McMuffin from Macca's. I can make that here. And he'd try. And he tries it. And it just doesn't have the flavour. It could look exactly the same, but it just doesn't have the same flavour that you get from the restaurant.
Yeah, it's just so funny when we're so, I think that's the thing about commercial food. I mean, we poo-poo it, but like the thing that we love about it is the consistency, and we're so highly tuned in to any minute differences, because that's why you go. You go because you want that exact flavor combination, right? So when Dad bungs out his version of the burger, it's just not going to cut it, is it?
No. Although the saddest part of all of this is that Matt has forgotten that I made homemade Monte Carlo biscuits and brought them in for everyone, and I thought they were more memorable than this, but he's forgotten that I've made them, so.
I had a melting moment.
There's still plenty on the way. We saw the Angry Whopper last night, the Twisties on the way. I'm very excited to see the Twisties because I want to see actually how they get the shape of the Twisty.
You know what's tricky about the Twisty? I think with the other snack, there's a recognisable element in most of them. Like, you know, the burger, there's a bun, there's a patty, there's all that. And then with the chocolate, there's, you know, at least the chocolate on the outside. And you know what's inside, you know, coconut. It's just whether it tastes accurate or not. But with the Twisty, it's like, what the hell is that?
It's almost as if it's not real, right? Yeah. Like, not real food.
No, it's almost as if we shouldn't be eating
it. Well, I'm like, yeah, like it's an experiment, a science experiment.
Yeah. Like that texture, it's like crunchy styrofoam, you know?
That's the one. Fill your bean bag with it.
How do you replicate that?
Po, lovely to catch up with you, mate. Snack Masters tonight, 7:30 on Channel 9. We'll chat to you soon.
Thank you so much for having me, guys. Thanks for the support.
Now, guys, within this last week, the Australian Bureau of Statistics have revealed the marital status of Aussies last year.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems a few people want it out. Oh, divorces in Australia, nearly 50,000 of them last year.
Right. Really?
Across the country, nearly 50,000 divorces. That's an increase of 1.9% in these numbers. And the average age of divorce for men is 45 and for women is 42.
Do you reckon it had anything to do with lockdowns?
Well, we're wondering if it was, you know, how it compares to, you know, other previous years.
If it's up a couple of percent.
Those stats won't show yet, though, because to get divorced, you have to be separated for 12 months.
Right.
So if it's COVID related or anything to do with, you know, that period of lockdowns,
won't appear yet.
It won't quite show up just yet.
Mm. And, so, of course, the Bureau of Statistics relies on people doing things like the census and whatnot in order to
make
this.
That's where they get their super accurate information. But... I mean, it can't be easy to get divorced, right? Like, you go into marriage with the best of intentions.
Absolutely.
You absolutely, I assume, I've never been married, but I assume you go in planning this is going to be the person for life.
Yep.
Like, we're in. But things don't always work out, and that could be an awful thing. But for some, they're just better off separated.
Yep.
You know, you can meet some friends. I've got some friends that I think, yep, you know, they split up and you go, yeah, you're both happier for it. Yep. Like, that was a good chapter in your life. But maybe it wasn't for you anymore. And so I just thought we'd throw it out there. If you're someone who got divorced last year, how's the first year out?
Okay.
How's your first year going divorced? You know, did you get a new hobby, new haircut, new car? Yeah. I don't know. Like, are you living your best life? Have you turned it around? And your first year out of marriage is going swell.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, 12 months is, you know, it's probably enough time to go through some, I'm sure there's some troughs, you know, some tough times, some bitterness. But maybe it's enough time to start sort of coming out of that and seeing the sunshine and go, hang on a minute, I'm doing all right here.
Well, because as you say, like, you've got all that nasty, usually finances and all that stuff. But if you've got to be separated for a year before you get divorced, then you're sort of emotionally, hopefully, moving on. I just wanted to hear how your divorce is going.
All right.
Lovely. All
in
right.
Your first year.
Carla in Innaloo, how's it going?
Hi, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good. Carla, did you get divorced last year?
Yes, I did. In October, it all went through.
Okay. How's it been going for you? What have you been up to?
Well, moved on, both of us have. I think because we were separated from the end of 2018 and then COVID sort of put a hold on all the processes that would have happened at the start of last year.
Mm-hmm.
But our divorce and everything was pretty amicable and everything sort of organically flowed to that point. So there was no like rush or anything like that and no major issues. So we were pretty healed and moved on by the time the divorce went through.
Have you been able to stay friends or do you find it's easier to just not see each other too much or have too much contact?
No, initially. really. Like, we were still in contact. We did the whole share the dog for a little while. And I think, like, over time, as you move on, like, he's got a partner, I do, you kind of naturally don't chat as much. But, yeah, their friendship was kind of there and better once all the issues from the marriage had gone.
How long were you married for, Carla?
So we were only married for about 3 years, but we were together for about 10 and a half.
Right. And, like, do you sort of look back on that now and go, I mean, hindsight's 20/20, right? Do you look back on that and go, we never should have gotten married? Or was it one of those things where it was like, well, we got married because we thought it was the right thing to do at the time and it just hasn't worked out?
Yeah, it was absolutely the latter. I think we met really young. And I think a lot of couples in their 20s, I wasn't sort of the first where you sort of think, all right, we've gotten through all this part, we know each other well, and then a few years into your marriage and you hit your 30s, you actually realise you're going separate ways.
Yes.
So neither of us regret anything. We did a lot together. We achieved a lot together. And I think we've always said we're really grateful for who we became and what we had in that time. It's just inevitably, that was it. We had its time.
That's beautiful. Not to regret that time. Nice. That's great. Yeah.
Awesome. Amy in Forestfield, how about you? How's things going?
They're going great, actually. I was with my, well, I'm not divorced, but I'm separated. Mm-hmm. I was with my ex-husband for 17 years, and I packed up my car, lived in Queensland with him. I packed up my car, drove across the country to WA, got an apartment, got a new job, a new car, major dental work that I needed badly done. So life is awesome for me, and I won't look back ever.
Wow. Okay. So did you have a transition period where you're like, this is going to be kind of tough, or did you just go, I'm ready, and you stepped out into the world?
There was a transition period where I, you know, because we had to live out our lease and our house, and and we lived together while separated, which was really difficult. But then, my best friend lives in WA of nearly 30 years, so I now live 5 minutes away from her.
Yeah, right.
I just packed up my car, all my belongings in there, and then I flew my dog over on the plane 2 weeks later to come be with me as well, and we don't talk or anything. It's
a pretty brave move, though, isn't it? Even when you decide, like, I'm going to do this, even though you're saying it's the best thing that's happened to you, feeling great and everything's going well, it's like, it's pretty tough, isn't it, to just be like, I'm going to do this now, and it's going to happen.
I just woke up one day and went, you know what, I'm tired of being so bad all the time, and I just want a better life, and now I've, you know, everything's falling into place, and I couldn't be happier.
Good for you, Amy.
Welcome to WA.
Yes, great to have you here, mate. Great to hear things are working out. There you go.
I guess that's the thing, isn't it? Often in these situations, you know, one person wants out more than the other, and how that plays out in terms of how you feel about how things are going.
Yeah, absolutely.
To hear Pete, Matt and Kimber for longer, listen to another one of their podcasts. And to swim warmer for longer, get an Elite pool cover. 94.5.